Morris, midterm elections offer Americans single opportunity for accountability on Biden business. By Emma Jo Morris on October 10, 2022. The midterm elections present a one-time opportunity for the American people to see, understand, and hold accountable the Biden family in their sketchy, to say it diplomatically, overseas business arrangements. Despite a summer poll by Rasmussen showing a majority, 62%, of voters think President Joe Biden personally profited from deals with Chinese government-connected companies. Via his son Hunter, the White House refuses to answer questions about the topic of President Biden's family's business. An item of intense intrigue since the New York Post first published damning documents from the now first son's infamous laptop in the run-up to the 2020 election. And refusing to confront the facts of the Biden family's malfeasance is appearing to run through many of the federal institutions set up to keep a check on that behavior. It has been widely reported that federal agents have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden in the investigation against him. But for tax crimes and making false statements for a gun purchase, regarding his use of drugs. And those charges are reportedly being delayed by the Department of Justice because the Biden scion was struggling with drug addiction at the time. Not bothering with the fact that he was clearly selling influence in American policy decision-making to foreign countries, some of whom direct adversaries, like China, as evidenced by documentary proof on his laptop, and that his now-president father appears to have been, in at least in the case with China, profiting from those sales, as evidenced by documentary proof on his laptop. The alleged charges to be brought are like charging a person who broke into a home and killed everyone inside with trespassing. This news of the charges comes on the heels of FBI whistleblowers coming forward to detail an effort at the highest level of the Bureau to stifle and sabotage the investigation into Hunter. Timothy Thibault, the former point man on the Hunter Biden investigation at the FBI who has since voluntarily retired and retained pro bono legal counsel, was revealed by whistleblowers via Senator Chuck Grassley. To have allegedly been falsely labeling derogatory information regarding Hunter as disinformation, and attempting to improperly mark a Hunter Biden matter in FBI systems so that it could not be opened in the future. The most generous critic might observe these facts and say, other branches of government, namely, Congress, exist to keep the executive honest. However, last month, House Democrats on the Oversight Committee voted against a Republican resolution that would have ordered the Biden administration to turn over documents about Hunter Biden's business deals, killing the resolution after just 2 hours of debate. If the Democrats vote against this resolution, then they are continuing in their coordinated effort to shield a potentially compromised president from necessary congressional oversight. Representative James Comer, RKY, the top Republican on the Oversight Committee, said at the time. Well, they did, and they are, and they will continue to. The American people will never have a full accounting of the nature of the Biden family business. They will never understand exactly what scheme was, or is, in place and what exactly Joe Biden's place in it is, as well as the scheme of how the Post's reporting was censored leading up to the election and who was involved in that, unless the GOP takes the gavel. The only chance at accountability for the Biden family's influence peddling relies on a Republican victory in the midterm elections, all other avenues are futile. The Washington Post reported last month that House Republicans are already getting ready to investigate Hunter should they retake the majority. A signal that the GOP intends to keep its promise to use the majority's investigative powers to look into the Biden family business and the censorship of reporting on it ahead of the 2020 election. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, has said on the record that she would support subpoenas being sent to several Biden family members, not just Hunter, as a number of them appear to be involved, including the president's siblings James and Valerie, or aware, including Hunter's ex-wife, Kathleen. Comer has already demanded documents from Hunter's wealth advisor, seeking suspicious bank records connected to family business schemes. He has also said he will investigate reports that President Biden sold nearly 1 million barrels from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPR, to a Chinese state-owned gas company that has financial ties to a private equity firm co-founded by Hunter Biden. The reason we're investigating Hunter Biden is because we believe he's compromised Joe Biden, Comer told reporters last month. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., the top House Republican on the Judiciary Committee and a member of the Oversight Committee, has vowed that a key element of investigations will include what happened in 2020, probing the vast censorship of the Post's laptop from hell reporting and the testimony of 51 former intelligence officials being used to buttress the narrative that the journalism was Russian disinformation. House Republicans have already sent a flurry of preservation notices to Thibault, as well as former DNI boss James Clapper, former CIA boss Michael Hayden, former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, former CIA head John Brennan, former top CIA aide Nick Shapiro, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Meta Communications Director Andy Stone, former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, and current Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, told Breitbart News last month that she believes a select committee is absolutely an option to investigate the big guy, as Joe Biden is known in Hunter's business circles. "I think it can be done over oversight. There's plenty there to investigate," Mace told Breitbart News. But if that is not enough, once the traditional committee process investigates, then by all means, a special committee would be another option, absolutely. "We know who the big guy is who is getting a cut," she added, referring to Joe Biden. "I think no matter what, whether it's going to be a special committee or via oversight, there is going to be a role for Congress in particular on vetting out corruption." Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, has also been open about the GOP's intentions to create a select committee, telling Breitbart over the summer that there have already been discussions among members about what different committees need to contribute to a select committee to look into Hunter Biden. "Our base wants us to look at Hunter Biden," a senior GOP aide told The Washington Post. "An astute observation when the only insult to the American people equal to the Biden's behavior is the firm refusal in D.C. to seriously investigate it." Now, Republicans must shoulder the responsibility of all the institutions that have failed their voters so far, and if they are put back in power it will be, at least in large part, on their promise of accountability. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at jmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.